The views expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of CKLN Radio Incorporated.
Hey, guess what I heard that's coming up at the Dr. Chun Resource Library at the Center for Women and Trans People at the University of Toronto.
Oh yeah, what?
Farzana Doctor is giving a reading on her novel, Stealing Nazreen.
Did you say Stealing Nazreen? I have that book. She is amazing.
And you know what else? Farzana Doctor will be talking about queer and immigrant issues.
Really? At the Dr. Chun Resource Library at the Center for Women and Trans People at the University of Toronto?
Wait, guess what else?
Tell me.
It's free, and it's happening Thursday, February 12th from 5 to 7 p.m., presented by the Dr. Chun Resource Library at the Center for Women and Trans People, 563 Spadina Avenue, room 100.
Like I said, I'm there.
And I'm here. And Bob's there.
Yes. No, Rebecca?
Well, you know, I'm just going to give her a few minutes because last week we... I sort of sensed
okay,
she'd be here.
I'm listening to the delay, just a second.
Okay.
I say, what a corny ending. And then there's commentary, CBC, CBC Radio in New York.
Yeah. They're listening.
I'm just glad this
they're monitoring.
Ended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so what was that quote for about New York, CBC reporter in New York? What was that soundbite?
I found that on the end of a tape that originally came from the CBC, and that's it. That's what it is. Do you want to? Here, I'll play it again. Just a second. Here, we'll go through the ending again.
Yeah.
Here, I'll zip forward.
Okay, and please leave that for Jim Littleton over at Commentary. It'll be on the air tomorrow morning. Thank you. This is CBC Radio in New York.
Friends, I'm just glad this session ended.
Thank you for listening.
All right, so that's some unknown
that's
person.
Jim Cramer.
Yeah, some unknown person from about 25 years ago at New York transferring material up to Toronto or wherever by satellite or by phone or something like that. And then,
it wasn't broadcast.
No. And then Jim Cramer.
And she said Jim Littleton. Where's Jim Littleton today?
I don't know. It's a shout-out to Jim Littleton.
The little guy.
Yeah,
Rebecca, do I get worked up or I calm down? What's happening?
What do you mean,
is
calm
Rebecca
down?
Rebecca there?
No.
Oh, okay, we can go forward. Now we can
I guess
really
so.
Start.
Yeah. It's somebody else's show, so we can do it.
So is it that information that Heather is talking about, the Holocaust stuff that would get this
Hold on. I got to take a phone call. You're on the air.
I warned you guys about the Heisenberg compensator. It's last week or something.
Yeah, you did.
Why Andy's all messed up, you know. It's part of the transporter because, like, you got to know how the molecules are looking, and when you look at them, they change, and that's why you got to compensate for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Bob doesn't know his physics.
I do. Jack Sarfatti, Sarfatti. Check that out.
Jack
Sarfatti. Best business alive today.
Right. A
what?
Cooking show on CBC.
What did they
do? Wackies. You're not whacked out enough. Loop City Looper, Bob.
You're a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. I got a resistor.
Oh,
it's got red, black
you.
On it. What does that mean, Bob? Resistor. It's got red, black on it.
I keep knocking you out. I could do if Greg would be quiet and let Tom repeat himself, then I could answer. Go ahead, Tom.
I got a resistor. It's got red, black on it. What does that mean, Bob?
That's where you plug things in.
Connie
had a different system for that.
Now do you figure?
Connie has different words for the spectrum, but yes, that's called a mnemonic. Did you know that, Tom?
Yeah. Well, like it means it's a 22-ohm resistor, Bob.
Oh.
Let's go again! Dead end!
Tom, do you realize I'm on the 22nd parallel above the equator?
Hey, let's talk about that Dateline thing. Yeah, that was good. You know, remember the guy called about the.
Like this in the background.
you know, and the sun comes around and it's round, and so it doesn't come up all of a sudden because it's not blocked. You remember?
Who was the good call? What do you remember?
Well, you see, he wanted to know why the date changes when the Wirf goes round. And you told him it was
that's
something
right.
to do
that
with
was
the Cortesian product of
space.
The Mappy.
No!
Yeah.
No! Don't shut me up!
How to relate visual space to the actual physical environment.
Well, you really forgot. You were on a roll at the time.
Well, how many months ago was this?
I don't know. Greg had that wonderful funny clip he kept playing.
Yeah, the way your voice is, it kind of makes me feel slack.
Hey,
oh,
how come all
Greg's
cartoon friends talk real gooder English?
All right.
Well, you talk gooder
you
to him, and he
lazy.
Pretends he doesn't know exactly
your
what you're talking
about. Your tone makes me feel lazy. I can't even remember why we're on the radio as we're talking here. It's very effective what you're doing. Maybe you're my minority.
It's rather hypothetical of him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, be a good guy. Give me my present. Come on, give me.
That's our host, Greg. That's what he sounds like. That's his mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what us callers and me are dealing with. It's Greg's background, the tribal encyclopedia through animation.
Do you have a tennis racket? No, I don't. Water skis? Golf clubs? No. Outrigger canoe? No, I don't. Croquet set? Elephant gun? Side saddle? No. A yo-yo? Why, no, I don't.
A yo-yo.
You know how in Cold Blood they're with that little girl and one of them wants to do bad things and the other one...
You mean Paul Krasner's Disney poster?
No, you know that movie in Cold Blood.
Yeah, Truman Capote.
Yeah. And so, the other guy knows better, so he goes and he gets...
He's going to shoot big, bad guy Rabbit with
his
toy.
Yeah, that's right. He goes and he gets the shotgun, and he blows the little girl away, and then you know, he figures that's better. It's an improvement. So then they have to kill everyone?
I'm very impressed with Truman Capote's writing in Cold Blood.
What?
They'd say what?
I'm actually listening. It occurred to me you might...
Hooray!
What did you
How
say?
How did you find that one, Greg?
Hooray!
Hooray!
He didn't know I was going to do this and bring that in.
No.
I think Daniel's back on the air. Daniel's here.
Rabbits with an elephant gun.
Elephant
gun.
Rabbit Daniel.
That's right,
Rabbit
Don.
Daniel,
so why don't you go shoot yourself an elephant?
Dave Cooper doing
you
today.
Do, and I'll give you such a pinch.
Dave Bachner. Calling Dave Bachner. Our slack,
Sunday
night occasionally.
I get
our
it.
Our
slack, Greg. It's those pigs.
I can hardly hear what's his face.
Who,
or
Bob?
I'm just popping up.
Yeah, let me turn him up.
Daniel consciousness. Excellent work, Greg. I mean, how do you do that? Fast fingers.
I will fill your favorite pipe for you, dear old bad paw. G-U-M-P-O-W-D-E-R, the tobacco. I am a good speller, I am.
You remember how Dr. Smith got drunk on that explosive wine? And then after he's getting a real good buzz on, they let him in on the gag and tell him not to burp and run away? Wasn't
Which,
that funny?
Which one was that?
Oh, it was on that Lost in Space.
Oh.
They get that you got Greg, guy, you bring
nice
up the
guy,
TV,
yeah,
Greg
save
will stop
him
playing.
You know.
Greg, get very good editing there, Greg.
Be very, very quiet. We're hunting Thomas.
Very, very quiet.
You poor little man. Did
Pinky
I hurt you with
brain,
my naughty
Greg.
Gun?
Did you ever follow Pinky in the Brain?
I don't watch
that.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, that
well, what's
good.
Wrong with it?
It's new.
Oh, okay. You mean it's lousy graphics and all that?
Well, yeah, and it's the same thing and a half an hour of that. I like variety. You know, I like to watch, like, I like to see, like, a Porky Pig.
How about Count Duckula?
That's what I've always wanted, I suppose.
And then next, 6 minutes later, you've seen another, like a Bugs Bunny.
Okay, Doc, but always remember,
Count
you
Duckula
asked
was
for
on
it.
Ben Laden's Sneaky Snooper.
Yeah, and then you got Granny, Tweety and Granny.
Remember you had Bin Laden in the submarine?
Au revoir. So long. Goodbye.
He was looking through his sneaky snooper, trying to get up her dress or something.
Who?
Sneaky snooper.
And then Count Duckula, he went and then he landed on Bin Laden's sneaky snooper. And then he looked. Count Duckula bent over, and poor Bin Laden got a full amplified look at upside down Count Duckula, and that must have been. So he went to rehab, and now he's not going to blow the place up anymore.
Yeah, it's really kicking in over there, huh?
This is Tom, our foreign correspondent from Minnesota.
But doesn't he?
You know what happens when ducks fly upside down, don't you?
Yes.
They quack up?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. He did that
Thanks
one before.
Work,
he's covering
great all. Input.
The buffoon, Stephen Harper in Canada.
So, Greg, do you ever follow sports?
Oh, you wuss. Namby pamby cupcake mama's boy.
No, I don't.
You follow sports at all?
No, I don't. I don't follow sports at all. I really
and
don't
you didn't
like
as a
sports.
Kid. You did.
Well, to a certain extent, maybe soccer, maybe, but not really. No, I mean,
you
know, I
collected.
Yeah, I collected baseball cards maybe for a little while, and yeah, you're on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Particularly the moron. Excellent. Here for the overtime. Do you know? I feel so bad. I understand Heather called three times.
Yes.
And I missed her bouncing off the wall, unfortunately. I'm sure it wasn't anything particularly new or revolutionary, but I always enjoy her tirades.
Exactly.
No, she's always correct.
She's always correct.
That's right.
Yes, she's correct.
That's right.
There was a fascinating letter written to Trine Lilling, who is the, before now, was an unknown Norwegian diplomat. And she no longer is unknown. She said... let me read the letter, the part of it anyway. As first secretary in the Norwegian embassy in Saudi Arabia, you recently sent out an email on your office account in which you declared, the grandchildren of Holocaust survivors from World War II are doing to the Palestinians exactly what was done to them by Nazi Germany.
I agree with that.
I know you do. Accompanying your text were photos with an emphasis on children, seeking to juxtapose the Holocaust with the recent Israeli military operation in Gaza. Clearly, you are miscast in your role as a diplomat, all the more so of a nation that has sought to play a mediating role in the Arab-Israeli conflict. In fact, you're desperately in need of some education. Let's begin with your current posting. You've been in Riyadh since 2007.
I have not.
Well, this is referring to this lady. If you're so anguished by human rights violations, perhaps you could have begun by devoting some of your attention and email blasts to what surrounds you. Or were your eyes diplomatically shut? Have you failed to notice the many legal executions, including beheadings, going on in your assigned country? Have you ignored the often abysmal treatment of foreign workers, many from Asia, who also happened to be disproportionately counted among the victims of Saudi capital punishment? Have you
that
neglected?
Sounds interesting.
Have you let me? It's a very interesting letter. Let me finish. Have you neglected?
That sounds interesting.
The
no,
gender apartheid that surrounds you.
Go ahead.
Did you ever look out of your car to notice that Saudi women are proscribed from driving, and that's hardly the worst of it? Have you checked the skyline of Riyadh or Jeddah recently to count the number of church spires or other non-Muslim houses of worship? Have you bothered to inquire about the fate of homosexuals? Okay, you were AWOL on these issues. Maybe you just didn't want to offend your hosts by speaking the truth, or maybe you're suffering from the diplomatic disease known as localitis or clientitis. But surely a woman like you, with such a capacity for empathy for those in faraway places, and especially for children in danger, couldn't remain silent about other human rights transgressions, could she? After all, could an individual so deeply moved by the plights of Palestinians in Gaza remain silent about what a New York Times columnist earlier this month described as hell on earth, Zimbabwe? Could a person so anguished by the fate of Palestinian children stay mum about a country where a girl's life expectancy at birth is 34, much less than half that of her Norwegian counterpart, or where the health care sector has vaporized, all thanks to the one-man rule of Robert Mugabe.
We're all over the place here.
Very well. This is very appropriate. Could such a dedicated humanist possibly avert her eyes from the deadliest conflict since the Second World War, which has killed over 5 million people,
many of them children, the Congo.
In the past decade, not to mention the documented and widespread use of torture, rape, and arbitrary detention. An observer of such acute sensitivity could hardly hold her tongue while Afghan girls attempting to go to school have been doused with acid by those who wish to deny young women access to education, reminiscent of the 5 years of Taliban rule. Could she? In neighboring Pakistan, where you served in the Norwegian embassy for 3 years, the beleaguered human rights community must have been fortunate to have such an impassioned voice for all that's wrong in this failing state. Or was that voice perhaps on mute?
I wonder if they're going to mention Canada in here and their treatment of Aboriginal people.
Yes, the children of
Sodora. Is that going to be mentioned?
The Israeli town near the Gaza border have been in desperate need of just such a spokesman as you for the past 8 years. The children of Sodora, the Israeli town near the Gaza border. After all, their town has been in the crosshairs of literally thousands of missiles and mortars fired from Gaza. Those Israeli children live with all the signs of trauma, knowing that with only 15 seconds warning, they could be hit at any time in their schools, their parks, or their beds. Yet, during my visit there last week, for some reason, those children and their parents had yet to hear you speak out for them. What a pity. The children of Iran could use your help as well. According to human rights groups, Iran has no compunction about executing children or those who were children when their crimes were allegedly committed. Oh, and by the way, your compassionate help would undoubtedly be welcomed by others under the gun in Iran, including women's rights activists, union organizers, student protesters, independent journalists, reformist politicians, and religious minorities.
Hasn't mentioned the U.S. Army in Afghanistan killing people.
Once again, the children of Israel, who, according to the Iranian president, don't have a right to live. But wait, a Google section about you reveals nothing, not a single word regarding your views on Zimbabwe, Congo, Afghanistan, Pakistan.
Okay, I think we got the point. We got the point. Haven't we got the point?
I don't think you've got the point.
I think I got the point. I got the point of what you're saying.
What is the point? Who wrote it?
Who wrote this?
I don't have his name. What's funny about that?
Wow.
His name is David Harris.
David Harris, and who is this person?
I have no idea, but he's a very eloquent spokesman.
Oh, very eloquent.
Yeah, no, it's a good letter.
You've got the point.
He certainly covers the waterfront.
Well, yes, I'd like to hear from an anti-Semite's point of view, like yourself, what is the point?
Let's just be clear here. You're calling me an anti-Semite.
No, I'm not calling you. It's unequivocal that you have stated to yourself that you are an anti-Semite.
And on what basis is that?
Because you have no compunction in criticizing things which are Jewish, sympathizing with Hitler, Heather, and being diabolically opposed to all that's good in the world.
All that's good in the world. All that's good in the world. So you're saying that that all that's good in the world is Jewish?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying a lot of the source of goodness does come from the Jews. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
In greater proportion than other people's?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, come on.
But that's not the point.
It's certainly. I mean, if you're trying to make the case somehow that any group of people disproportionately create good in the world, I think this is disproceful.
No, but it
shows you what an uninformed, uneducated, anti-Semitic fool that you are. You don't understand it. You wouldn't be alive today if it weren't for Jewish medicine and Jewish science and Jewish technology.
That's true, Greg.
You wouldn't be working in the milieu that you're working.
I wouldn't be alive now if it wasn't for Joseph Stalin.
That's why the debate always comes down to the most absurd, ridiculous observations that you make, and you can't rationalize.
I don't think that's an absurd, ridiculous observation. Here's the most important thing I think that we need to bring to this.
You love this.
I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for a certain woman of Jewish extraction. And yeah, so. And that and if whatever a Jew is, and but I'll assign my mother being Jewish. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my mother. So how dare you? And the thing is, and how dare you even assign the anti-Semitic to just Jews? What about the Arabs? You are an anti-Semite. I claim. You say right. despicable things about Arab peoples. It's just despicable.
I don't. I say.
Oh,
I say,
you do.
I
you treat.
Truth.
You
I speak truth, and you find
no,
it
no,
despicable.
No, 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 no. Your truth is that Arab peoples. This is your truth. That they're animals or something. That they. And I'm not saying anything against animals. It's just you put them outside of the human class.
Well, I would. Well, for once, it's a reasonable characterization about how these people have become.
No, no, no. It's a reasonable characterization of your sensibilities and how you are anti-Semitic.
Don't play on words and don't try and pretend that you're some pseudo-intellectual that understands the basis of theology and Semites.
Are you saying that Arab peoples aren't Semites?
They are Semites, but it's strongly associated with anti-Jewishness, the word anti-Semitism, and stop being a silly and nitpicking.
I'm not nitpicking. I think you are involved in anti-Semitism because you are involved in saying
you
despicable.
You can say that I don't like
absolutely.
Arabs. You don't. I don't like Arabs. No, I.
What is the matter with you? How can you group a whole? How can you do collective punishment like that? Collective assignment.
It's merely as a result of what they've become to stand for, what they have evolved into.
How do you speak for Arab people?
Because I speak the truth, and nobody else wants to.
You are
out there on the front lines trying to destroy the world. It's called jihad. It's called destruction of the world, so that the Muslim hierarchy can take over the world.
And guess what?
The first person.
How do you frame that? You're saying everybody who's an Arab is involved in jihad?
No. I say that there's a book called the Quran.
No. But
which is the sign.
Oh, the one that's analogous to the Talmud?
Not at all. The one that's analogous
to the Bible? The one that's analogous?
All right. Yes, it is. It is. There are all these religions.
That has hateful comments in it sometimes or that has these things that we're all supposed to follow?
Yeah, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Talmud or even.
How do you know? Have you
theology.
Ever read it? You've never. Have you read the Talmud?
I wish I could say to you with any degree of accuracy that I've read the Talmud. I have certainly
then how can you
to many,
claim?
To many parts of the Talmud, and I'm much more understanding of the Talmud than anybody that's ever called in your radio show.
Very good.
Let me assure you.
And I haven't read it either, and I don't particularly want to read it.
Thank God.
I don't want to read it.
I'd rather read...
I'd rather read Understanding Media than read the Talmud.
I'd rather read McLuhan than read that.
If I had a choice. Yeah. I'd rather read a Mad magazine than read that.
Well, I'm glad
the
you
Bible,
want,
the whole
want
lot. I'd
it.
Rather read that. I'd get more enjoyment out of it.
That's precisely
it's funnier.
The point, and so you should. You should. Your demented little mind should be
so you're claiming. So let's get this clear. You're claiming that I am an anti-Semite. So you're saying I hate everything Jewish, right? Everything Jewish I hate. I decry. Is that what you're saying?
No, you are the typical... I've used this word before, Noam Chomsky, Amy Goodman.
The self-loathing Jew, right? Let me say, I don't identify myself as being Jewish, except that I do know that some of my ancestors were involved in something that looks very much like Judaism at some point, either in the way they dressed or some religion name or something. I certainly would never claim that they're Semites.
Were they killed in the Holocaust?
Okay, I'm sure you wouldn't.
Never for a moment do I think that these people were Semitic. Now, I could be wrong. But,
you said that you got what the gist of the message I put over in that letter. What was the gist of the message? What was that? What
that there
that
are
message?
Lots of terrible things going on in the world, and that if people focus on one of them, if somebody has an interest in a certain conflict, thinks that there's something going wrong in the world, all you have to do is to deflect them, is to point to something else that you believe is worse. And then somehow that takes the edge off of it. That's what I got out of it.
No, well, he wouldn't let me finish the letter, but the letter finished off by saying that the Jews have done nothing wrong in Israel other than trying to defend themselves.
Oh.
And that is the absolute...
What about the Jews that don't believe in Israel, that don't think that Israel should exist? What about those Jews that live there or that,
like
that feel that there's a huge contingent that we never hear about of Jewish people that live in Israel?
A huge contingent?
Yeah. That don't agree with Israeli policies.
I'd like to hear these amazing new revelations from you. What are you talking about? What's the evidence?
What do you mean, what's the evidence?
Well, who is this huge contingent, you lying swine, you? You never tell the truth. tell the truth.
Well, I
you come up with these fabrications based on absolute nothing. Well, who is this huge contingent, pray tell?
There are many, many people who are Jewish in Israel.
Where is it documented, thus?
Documented?
All right,
do you want me? Okay, next week I'll pull the documentation for you.
You will find a small group of lunatic Orthodox Jews.
But anybody that doesn't agree with you is a lunatic.
No, I'm just telling you, these people are especially lunatics.
Why don't you be like the Good Morning Amora man that is off the air? Why don't you just be a little? You know, this is an on-air shtick for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. I have a lot of fun with it.
This is just everybody. Just understand this. This guy is just phony, and yeah, he's passionate about Israel for some reason or another. Maybe he's Jewish. I don't know.
Oh, of course he's Jewish.
I figured that, but I mean, maybe he might not have been. I mean, there are lots of people who are Zionists that are not Jewish. They're like Jack Van Impe or George Bush or lots of people who are deeply entrenched Zionists or proclaim Zionist tendencies.
Well, I don't know what that means.
And there are lots of Israelis who are not Zionists.
They're deeply committed to the survival of Israel as a Jewish state.
Yeah, they like killing Arabs.
They like what?
They like killing Arabs.
No, wait.
They like making Arabs life misery.
Oh, that's not true. That's so unfair. Because Jews don't want to make the Arabs
miserable. Oh, no, they never want that.
And you know what? There's nothing more painful.
Collective. It isn't all... You see, it's so dangerous to start saying all Arabs and all Jews and all of this and all... There's no all.
I agree.
There are very few people. Most of the people in the world are, you know, all people in the world are human. And the vast majority, I think I can speak with some authority here, the vast majority of the world, crossing all lines, no matter what differences you may see in them or I may see in them, want to just get through life reasonably well. They don't want to, they know they're going to die, but they just want to have a reasonable life. They want to have, a lot of people want to get together and have children, a lot of people want to have relationships with other people.
That's the case in Gaza, but in local, you know, you think that the average mother and the average father just wants to have a reasonable life for her children.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I think you're right, but they can't. Do you understand why?
Yeah. There are despicable people in the world, in many factions that are conspiring against them for political reasons, for financial reasons, for military reasons.
Something. The Israeli heart, believe it or not, bleeds for these children in Gaza.
Oh, I've heard And you know what? People are praying for me. People are praying for me. When I say that I'm an atheist, they're praying for me. That they're praying for me out there because they want me to be delivered somehow. You know, that I'll see the light. Their heart bleeds for me.
Nothing to do with religious compunction.
Oh, I love the sympathy.
Whatsoever.
You're so sick.
It is the passion, the normal passion of all people to want others to be comfortable.
No, I don't think it is. It isn't. You're wrong.
The passion of the Palestinians.
You are wrong.
Inculcate their children with hatred towards Jews and Israel.
You're wrong.
That is their passion.
Here on the radio,
you just said something that I just fundamentally disagree with.
Which is?
That people want other people to. It's a natural tendency. No, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
People are naturally good or something.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I said that most people want to get through their life without too much stress.
They want to have
relationships with people. They want to have the few people. Most people have relationships with very, very few people on this planet. The 6 billion people.
They want to be normal people. They want to have a life for children, and they want to have a job, and they want to be able to come home and have a hot meal. I understand all these things.
But with the rest of humanity, they're in competition. They don't really want the best for other people. We are in conflict with certain people. I know this only too well.
But my dear fellow, the conflict here is artificial. The conflict is simply wipe out the Jews.
No,
they don't
isn't.
Want to live in peace and harmony with the Jews.
No, you're silly. You're silly.
No, it's an accurate appraisal.
No, it isn't an accurate. I've gone through this, Mr. Moron Man. I brought up the idea of the people in Iran, the Jewish contingent there, the people who are Jews in Iran. Why aren't they wiped out now? Why aren't they wiped out?
And you're really privy to understanding what's going on in Iran, you're going to tell
me.
Well,
why aren't they wiped out?
Because it's in the interest of the Iranian mullahs to make sure they're not wiped out. Then they're using them as a political tool, and they are miserable, and they cannot get out of Iran.
According to the Asper lies. The Asper-controlled media.
What lies are you talking about?
You're
assuming that I'm talking from Asper lies. I don't know what that means, by the way.
Well, if they want to wipe out Jews, then why didn't they just do it?
They don't want to wipe out Jews in Iran. Of course they don't want to.
They want to
wipe out Israel. You mean this fellow's declarations are just hot air? It doesn't mean anything
what
he said?
Which declarations?
Ahmadinejad?
I think I understand what he's saying. I mean, I think that what someone would do if they had the power is a totally different story. But the thing is, I think I understand what he's getting at, and I don't think the interpretation you're applying to it is not what I'm getting out of it.
You don't think he has an aspiration to wipe out Israel?
When you say wipe out Israel, what do you mean by that?
Well, you better ask Mr. Ahmadinejad that. He said he wants to wipe out Israel.
Well,
he wants to eliminate Israel. He's called Israel a cancer on the map.
Well, what about
it will be removed.
Was Yugoslavia a cancer on the map?
That is irrelevant. We're talking about the current situation where this fellow has declared that he is going to eliminate Israel.
Was Yugoslavia a cancer on the map?
You're much more of an expert than that.
How about the Soviet,
than I am.
How about the Soviet Union?
I have no idea about these things. I don't wish to debate these things. It has nothing to do with the question I'm asking you or the question which is on the table. Does Mr. Ahmadinejad want to wipe out the Israelis?
But you have the nerve. You have the nerve to say that, you hypocrite. But you come on with – you read this long, meandering letter covering the waterfront all over the world of every hotspot that there's ever been, at least in recent times, that people have read about in the newspapers.
Which I never hear on your radio show, by the way.
What do you mean?
You never hear about the Congo. You never hear about Zimbabwe. You hear about your pet things, which is something in Yugoslavia. That's all you hear about. You never hear about any of those human rights. Human rights activists don't act for human rights. They act for their own self-interest.
I don't pretend to be a human rights activist.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Anyway, you fail to answer the question as usual.
I'm for human rights, but I'm for animal
rights. Do you think Ahmadinejad is going to wants to wipe out Israel and the Jewish people?
No.
Okay. So you take what he's saying as a grain of salt, and it doesn't mean anything.
No, I think that he doesn't agree with the state of Israel, the borders, and how the alignment of that country. And I don't think that he would. I don't think that there's a plan to enact a genocide.
Drop a bomb.
No, I don't
think so.
Well,
why don't you think so?
Well, there's a plan to drop nuclear bombs all over the Arab world from Israel.
Israel has never said they would do that, but Ahmadinejad has said he's going to do that.
Yeah, but why would you have so many nuclear weapons in an arsenal?
As a deterrent.
A deterrent?
And we don't even know. We don't know how many weapons they've got, by the way, but I would assume they do have. I hope they do have.
Why don't they have to be transparent about this and everybody else?
Because they're human beings. Their cause is the continuum of mankind.
What?
The Jewish cause is the continuum of mankind.
What does that mean?
It means on the other side of the fence, it's the continuum of Islam, which is the import. Not the continuation of mankind.
Well, they want
to spread, and they will do that under any circumstances.
Do you think that is your impression of me that I'm some sort of that I'm a supporter of religious fundamentalism?
No, I think you're a supporter of things which are the interesting thing is there is a tremendous crystallization. Everybody gets together in their hatreds when it comes to Israel. It doesn't matter if you cannot stand Iran, you can't stand the Saudi Arabians, you think there's a human rights committed in this. Everybody coalesces when it comes to Israel. And it's an extraordinary phenomenon. Everybody hates Israel.
No, they don't.
Without any rationale behind it.
How can you say that? We are indoctrinated. We are inundated with our leaders, our world leaders, down to almost every single one of them, espousing not only their love of Israel, but of the cause, and not questioning for a moment the state of Israel's movements, their nuclear weapons. Yet we're worried that another country might get a nuclear one, and yet Israel, we're supposed to just give that a pass. That they've thousands.
How do you know that?
We don't know. But why should
they have any
Why do we need?
Do you think they have any nuclear weapons?
I know that they have nuclear weapons.
Okay, I'm sure you have some insight into knowing. But I assume that you're correct. How long do you think they've had those nuclear weapons for?
Quite a period of time, I'd imagine.
And how many times have they used them?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
There's been some nuclear holocaust in the Middle East, has there?
No need to have a nuclear holocaust.
They've never used them, and don't be an idiot. You know they haven't used them.
Well,
so let me ask you a question.
Has President Kim used nuclear weaponry?
I don't even know if he has it. There you are. He says he has it, but who knows?
How has the United States used nuclear weaponry?
Of course they have.
Yeah. All right. And has the Soviet Union used nuclear weaponry?
I assume so, but I don't know.
Where do you assume they've used it?
I don't know anything about the Soviet Union. All we know on record is that the United States used two nuclear
weapons. Oh, but aren't there a lot of Jews? Weren't there a lot of Jews living in the Soviet Union, sir?
Yeah, so?
Why wouldn't you know about that?
Why wouldn't I know about
it?
They have used it. You're saying they have used it or they haven't used it? I don't care.
Well,
my point is,
they've blown up tests.
The only countries in the world that might use nuclear weapons are those in the Middle East, other than Israel. And
what?
The one that's declared that he will use it, that he is building it,
is Mr.
Ahmadinejad.
No. When did he say he's going to use it?
He said he's going to wipe out Israel very soon. And this is the same rhetoric that Mr.
Hitler
used.
Can you get me that quote?
You don't have to look far. And
get me that quote. Bob, get me that quote. Get on the internet right now. Get me that quote.
Okay, right away. Sir.
Get me that quote.
Yeah,
and this is what Hitler said in 1933, and the world said, "Oh, he's not going to do that."
All right, look, Mr. Moron Man, we're not going to be able to settle this.
No, it isn't.
It's getting boring.
It is for me.
I know it's for you. It's getting dull. The thing is that you're just
because you can't argue with me. That's why it's getting
you're
dull.
You're just predicting something that might happen. So why don't we wait till it happens, and then you can call back and tell me that it happened.
Oh, exactly what the people in Germany said in 1933. He said, oh, my goodness, do you think this can happen? No, it can't happen. It did happen. Then we called back, and you were all gone. You were all silent. When the Jews
Who's
were being
we?
Sent to the...
Who's we?
You, the nations of the world didn't do a thing. Mr. Roosevelt sat on his hands. Mr. Churchill sat on his hands. Nobody did a thing. And the Jews were just sent to the slaughterhouses.
What about the Soviet people? You don't know
Didn't
about
do
them. Oh,
and
you don't know about them, do
the
you?
The Soviets did a lot to kill Jews.
They lined them up
and killed them too.
This is silly. You are outrageous. You are outrageous.
I know the truth hurts. The truth hurts.
No, it's not the truth. It's not the truth at all.
Well, show me the evidence that it's not the truth. You keep on
you
coming
make
up
out
these...
like you make out like World War II only affected Jews.
No, I don't. I'm saying it had that effect on the Jews. I understand it had an effect on
a lot of people.
Of course it did.
Look about it. What about the people in North Africa? How they were treated by the Italians?
I think
hey,
it's
I'm getting into the same deal you were doing. But I mean, the horrendous things.
And
that
what
were
about
done
the gypsies? And what about the homosexuals?
Sure. And the communists.
So, what's your point?
My point is that your alignment of the Hitler thing is if this was just strictly an anti-Jewish movement, Sure, it had that component, but he was against blacks, and he was against almost
everybody. No. It had his currency in anti-Semitism as it pertains to Jews. Interestingly enough, that currency was the currency of most of the nations of the world, including Canada. Mr. Mackenzie King refused to let Jews in there.
Well, they weren't keen on Chinese either, were they? They weren't keen. They knew.
My point was, everybody knew that the Jews were going to be knocked off. Oh, by the way, poor Heather must be salivating to get on the phone and.
All right, we'll get. Okay,
it.
I've had enough. I should be actually running somebody else's show. Maybe there is another. Is there another show to run here? I don't know. I'm sorry. Bob, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking. I guess it was interesting hearing the Good Morning, You Moron Man, but. Here, I'm going to go to this, and I'll be back in just a minute. We'll figure out what we're going to do. Hey, we're back.
Greg, I'm doing some research, and there's all kinds of YouTubes showing somebody pretending to be Ahmadinejad. I don't know if it is him or not.
Yeah,
and he says, you know, bad things. I don't know if he says, actually, I'm going to nuke it, but he does say death to Israel, blah, blah, blah. So, and then there's other YouTube saying that he did not say that. So it's, again, not resolved, and nobody knows what.
All right, I don't know. Bob Marshall, more research I obviously have to do. You're on the air.
Bob Marshall sent us an email saying, emote, 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 1,000 times.
You're on the
air.
That
was his comment on your session with the remote man.
You're on the air. Go ahead. Hold on, sorry. You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah,
go. You're on the air. I'm sorry.
Go. I'd like you to take me off the air. I'll speak to you off the air.
I'm doing a show. I really, you know, I'd just
like to get the name of the hosts, actually, because this is not what's on the program schedule. Just wondering the name of the host.
My name is Greg Duffel.
Greg Duffel. Could you spell your last name?
D-U-F-F-E-L-L.
See, there it is, the Israeli lobby. They're going to nail you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Cool.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, there's the complaint going into the RTC.
But
you didn't do anything wrong, Greg. It was a clear, honest discussion. Very good.
I thought so, but oh well, you know.
Yeah, but
I guess you're not allowed to have those discussions on the air. You know. Yeah, you're on
but
the
we
air.
We do, Greg. Don't worry, you're protected.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Anyhow, you ever think that that guy might be a Mossad agent? He seems to be very.
Oh yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. I don't know whether that person. I really don't know whether they're a Mossad agent. I'd be hardly. Hardly to know, or what they are. But he's been involved in listening to the program for quite a while, and I think he's come to like it in some strange kind of way.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you can't beat him, you know, it's not about joining them. But if you can't beat them, well, you know, they're saying if you throw enough, you know, wood against the wall, somebody will stick. So, you know, he's trying to wear you down constantly. And you know, you guys seem to be the kind of people who like to put as much information out there as possible. So, you know, if I can trip you up in any way, shape, or form, you know, that's my goal. Because, you know, the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth, and you're never going to be able to change it. However, if I can mess you up, well, you know, maybe I can do that.
Yeah, I think that one of his plans is somehow to have a CRTC violation or something go on and heavens knows what that might be, really.
Well, it's kind of like, you remember that show Ed the Sock?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watch it, you know what it's all about. So somebody, they forgot to put the disclaimer one single time. And, I mean, come on. If you watch the show, you know what it's all about. So the fact that they didn't put the disclaimer one time, I mean, give me a break. But that was enough to get the CRTC violation. So that, to me, I see exactly what you're saying. You know, bottom line is, you know what? I mean, I'd agree with everything you guys say, but bottom line is I do like it. So, you know, just take it from me. Just watch out for things like that.
Yeah, but are you going to support us when we deal with the management? Are you going to come down and protest?
Well, no. You know, I'm not in the city anymore, so it's going to be kind of hard to do. But, you know, I will lend you my moral support.
That's nothing. You got to be here in physical bodies.
Yeah.
All right, let me run
a disclaimer.
The views expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of CKLN Radio Incorporated. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh,
all right. That is okay. This kind of effect, sir. You're
I got rid of it.
You're expressing an opinion. You think that's enough. It's like the Africans. They say, hey, we love this radio, but we don't have any cornflakes. We've been evaporated. You know, this is the point. We've been evaporated on the chemical body level. And people write in and comment on Greg's statements, but they can't show up. They can't even go to any meetings. Even the programmers don't even go to any meetings. Body level.
You're on the air.
Hi. Rebecca was trying for over an hour to call into the station. She was outside of the building.
She's outside of the building?
Yes, she couldn't get in, and she was
trying
to get someone to let her in, and no one was
I got somebody. Somebody's here right now. Is she here?
She was for an hour and gave up because no one was answering.
Well, I mean, do you understand why maybe no one is answering?
Because they were wrapped up with a caller that they didn't want to let go.
But I have no... See, the thing... Okay, all right. What I'm sorry. I'm waiting. I'm stuck. Are you blaming me somehow, or are you just informing me?
Well, I'm just informing you. I mean, you answered this call, but you didn't want to take any calls when she was trying to call in.
What do you mean I didn't want to take any calls?
Well, you had a call, but you didn't want to take any other calls.
How do you... Okay, explain to me that. How, what do you know about what's going on here that I don't know?
That there's a number you can call in, but you weren't willing to answer for an hour.
Not willing to answer.
Or take another call.
Okay, how many lines do you think I got here?
I don't know.
Take a guess. I mean, take a guess. Just take a guess how many lines I got.
Yeah.
More than one?
No.
All right, and you hear Bob there? Do you hear Bob?
Is there anyone else?
Yeah.
He's on the phone. All right? I have one other line. If somebody phones in on the line, it's cut. How do I know that somebody is downstairs? How do I know? I'm sitting here in a room, and I'm expecting that the people who come have an entry card, right? Have
right.
a pass card?
She didn't have the card, and you sound way too angry to talk
what
to
do you mean, angry?
I'm not
what do you mean, angry? I mean, what up? You listen, everybody. I'm sitting here doing a show. I have to come down here with a card to get in here. I have to be prepared to do my show. I have to be prepared to get through the layers of security to get in here to do the show. So I come prepared. I mean, unfortunately, I can't be responsible for everything that goes on. I can't. I mean, and trying to put me in that responsibility is just, I mean, the gall. I'm just astounded. You're on the air.
La Familia is growing up, and it will always support you.
Thank you. Thank you, La Familia. Boy, you're great.
Oh, who's that?
La Familia is a family, I guess. And they are, they had children in their family, and now I hear their voices changing. And they have always supported this show and this station, to be fair, the whole station. But they've always been very supportive of the show, and I wanna and I thank them. For what they've for their support all the way through, every time, all
them?
The time. And
never met them?
No, I haven't. I've never met them.
See, more discounted entities.
Never met them, but I mean, I'll take anything. I'll take anything I can get.
That is more important than actual bodies.
Yeah. Are you still there? No, they're gone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So they just support you. That's all they do.
They say, yeah, they support. So,
the support,
like, and I'll tell you what was fascinating. Tom, get on the mic here. Tom was coming down to see me. We were. Tom, here I'm going to just take. We'll get ready with this call. Tom, you were
is
down.
Tom
you,
Stubbings?
You, no, Tom DeCastro's here.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tom.
Hold on. Oh, wait a second. I got.
Hello.
Yeah. Tom, just hold on, caller. I'll take you in just a second. All right.
10-4.
Thank you. Wow, CB stuff. Tom, I was shocked to see you come in through that door. How did you get in through that door?
Because the programmer after the previous program, who couldn't get in, came in the door and asked if I could come in with him. But those people, the woman,
yes,
that was here, Rebecca.
Yeah. Yeah?
She was here, but she didn't have the thing to get in the door. She'd have the card.
Okay, so...
So I told her to go to the back and phone the security.
Right.
And finally she did, and I don't know what happened. They just took off. They couldn't wait any... They waited for about half an hour. They did try to call you, but obviously you were on the phone. you were on the air, because I was listening to the radio station while they were calling you.
Yeah. Like,
and you were on the phone to different people. Somehow you missed
I'm expecting, I mean, it's not uncommon that the next host comes in, sometimes 5 minutes. You know, I'm just waiting. And then we get a call, and then it's the morning, good morning, you moron man. And I go, and, you know, I don't know, I'm sorry, but we, I take his call. Anyway, go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you. Manifesto from Hamilton here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the airwaves, please grab a hold of yourself and consider this for just one moment. We have had for the last hour brilliant radio. In fact, I hard-press anybody to find as good a radio that has transpired over the last half hour at least. And yet, people are calling. That one guy that wanted your name in that, he's obviously going to make a complaint. For all those other people out there who don't get it, this is what it's all about. If you don't take advantage of one day a week hearing what's really going on and what people are really talking about, how they usually talk out in the street, then please go bury yourself under your rock. I can't take y'all anymore. You've got 99% of all the other media. Go enjoy it. But for here and for now and for those of us who can read and who can think for themselves, please, for the love of criminy, stop phoning in on this show. Stop crapping down on this show. You've got everything else. Let the brilliant radio that just transpired, let us have that for once a week, once a bloody week. My second thing is this. I understand, because I was going to tee off on the host who does the next program after you, because I used to enjoy their program. If it was the hangover days or whatnot, I understand it, because they're young, foolish, but and they do play great music, Bob. You're absolutely right. But let me tell you something. It's programs like today, and the last time you and the Good Morning, You Moron Man went at it, I think it was last week or the week before. Brilliant radio. I might do comedy and have a few points, but I like to listen. I don't call in every week, but I like to listen. It gives me that one bit of hope for the week, that the crap that I got to deal with the week, at least I know there are people out there. So I'll wrap up and say this. All of you people out there, you're nuts. Just relax. For those of us who enjoy the show, God bless the triumvirate of Greg, Daniel, and Bob. Oh, of course, and remember the Daniel silent when I said Greg. Have a good one, folks. We'll see you next week. God bless.
All right. That's going to do it. I'm going to go to I apologize for those of you that didn't hear the show that was supposed to be on. I can only do so much. I'm trying. Maybe. Yes, I'm very trying sometimes. But thank you, Bob. Thank you to all the callers. And thank you especially to the last person that...
thank you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you, Rick, for that.
Are we ending, Greg?
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna go.
Well, who's gonna take over?
I'm just gonna. There's a playlist. I'll just play it. Okay. I'm going. Okay. I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
The views expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of CKLN Radio Incorporated. Listener discretion is advised.